is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll jump right back into your phone calls here. And then coming up, the housing market not having such a great time. Mark, you're going to go through some of the details on that. Also, some more information for you regarding there's a church out there, a fairly big church, that is looking to allow gay ministers, which is interesting news. We'll share that with you as well if we get a chance. But, of course, we'll take your phone calls, and we'll go straight to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Jules, listening in Missouri. Jules, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Jules. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the Missouri legislature just passed by veto-proof margin a provision of their welfare where they're wanting to drug test all welfare recipients.
Hmm. Oh, dear.
You know, I
that's going to be costly.
Yeah, it is going to be, and I tend to, you know, I kind of vacillate on this one. I'm not of the opinion that I assume that they're not going to get welfare benefits if they fail the drug test. Is that right?
They get one fail where they have the option to go into rehab, and then after the second fail, they will be barred from the getting the funds for 3 years.
Taxpayer-funded rehab?
Yeah, of course.
I'm assuming so.
I wonder who's going to take care of their kids. I'm just guessing here, right? They're welfare recipients. I wonder who's going to take care of their kids while they're in rehab.
I don't know. And also, one
this
of
doesn't
the
sound like small government at all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The critics of the plan also say, well, what about the kids? Because the kids are recipients of the welfare. And the people who are for this plan say, well, there's charities, but as you saw and or you heard on your news broadcast section, that charitable giving goes down. So what's going to happen to those kids?
Yeah, people are
foster care.
Yep, that's what it's going to be.
So really what you're talking about, Mark, you made the point that this is anything but small government. It's actually, in all aspects, this particular legislation will increase the size of government because, A, they're going to have a new budget to pay for the drug testing that they're going to be doing. If they're going to drug test all welfare recipients, that's going to probably cost a whole lot of money. And if the welfare recipient fails the drug test, they're then going to pay even more money into, if they decide to take this rehab, whatever that rehab is going to cost, they're going to have to pay into that as well. And if they don't take the rehab and they end up outside the system, then there could be all kinds of problems, because at that point they're likely going to commit crimes and such, and that'll of course increase the government's costs as well. Not to say I support welfare. I don't support welfare either.
Right. Well,
but this isn't exactly a compassionate solution. Helping people who are on welfare, the best way you can help those folks is by weaning them off of it and giving them the opportunity to grow and create skills. Like Goodwill, for instance, does a good job of taking people without skills and giving them the opportunity to learn skills and get them into the job marketplace. But having welfare out there just discourages people from even wanting to get a job, because in many cases they can make more money just sitting around doing nothing on welfare.
It also makes people poorer and less able to pay charity because their taxes are higher because of things like welfare and all these other government largesse programs.
Jules, any other thoughts?
No, the only other thought is that I have 39 days left to be Fat Panda for the week because I'm missing Forkfest, and that's it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you ever been before?
I was first time last year.
Oh, wow. So what did you think of it?
It was fun, and oddly enough, for me, just being a participant as a visitor, so to speak, I found it fun and actually quite natural.
As far as interacting with people you'd never met before?
Yeah, it was very comfortable, very natural. It was kind of like a family reunion of friends and family members that you never met before.
Sure enough. People say that, and I agree with it. And thanks, Jules, for the call tonight. Sorry you can't make it this year, but there's always another Pork Fest. I mean, it's such a successful event. I can't see how it would not go on into the future.
Seems unlikely, yeah.
So 800-259-9231. That's right, Pork Fest coming up June 20th through the 26th. You're going to have a chance to do what Jules did last year and what hundreds of other people did and have done. I think this is going to be our sixth Pork Fest.
Personally?
Mark? Yeah, I think it's sixth, fifth, perhaps?
Fifth.
Anyway, we've gone to a lot of them, and they are an absolute blast. Being around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, hundreds of them all in the same place, maybe even 1,000 of them, all at the same campground at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Get registered and use our discount code to save 20%. That code is FREETALKLIVE. Don't put any spaces in there. FREETALKLIVE as your discount code to save 20% on Porkfest. FREETALKLIVE will be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. And also, you'll have plenty of opportunities to socialize and party, and if you've got a family, lots of family fun activities as well. Lots of details all over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's continue with your calls. Roy is in New York. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Roy, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard a few shows ago that Mark is a beekeeper. Is that the case?
That is the case. I have a hive. I mean, they keep themselves mostly.
How long have you been doing that?
I think this is my second year. Brian Travis, a caller to the show and also a board member of the CD Evolution Fund, he's into it. I've always thought it was kind of neat. I just like the idea of having bees around more than anything. My wife has a little wildflower patch. I figured that'd be good for it. And, you know, everybody likes honey, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's cool. I've always liked beekeeping and the concept and stuff. But there's one question I have, like, ever since I was a kid, it seems like the beekeepers as a community are like a bunch of Chicken Littles.
What do you mean?
Well, by every couple years, there's some disaster that's going to kill all the bees that people are keeping, like some weird-ass mite or parasites. When I was a kid, they had the African killer bees. It's like there's one story after another. What do you think of this, Mark? Is it like a lot of alarmism, or is there something to this?
I've heard things going on as far as beehives go. There's a reality that hives are collapsing, and they're still working on the science of it. You know, we're not going to figure out what's causing hives to collapse by not having hives anymore. So, I mean, you know, it just requires people to continue doing it and people figuring out why it is that it's happening. I don't know what else you do about it. You know, sometimes cows die, sometimes bees die. You know, that's animal husbandry for you.
Okay. Well, like, I don't know. I guess it just seems every few years it's a, what would it be, an apiary holocaust or something they're predicting things that come out. You're familiar with this, right?
I am. I think that ranchers get their due as far as it goes. I think that people understand that we need chicken farmers. I think that beekeepers don't feel like they get their due. You know, 2/3 of all plants are pollinated by bees. Bees are important. So very, it could very well
be. We love you, beekeepers.
Right. It could very well be that they're looking for a little more attention for themselves. I don't know.
Although that's kind of what I suspected, but, you know, okay.
Bees are also small and probably perceived as being more frail as opposed to cows or chickens.
They lived outside during the New Hampshire winter. They survived it. They're not that frail.
Hey, thanks for the call, Roy. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's interesting. The horses in New Hampshire, by law, you're required to have a three-sided structure with a roof to keep in which to keep your horses. Not that that's going to be warm or anything. I guess it just keeps the snow off the ponies. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
It cuts the wind.
Yeah, but you're not required by law to have any kind of structure for your bee. You could just you could be keeping your bees anywhere. So
they're not as cute.
Yeah, it's charismatic megafauna.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gaylord calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, Gaylord.
Hello, can you hear me?
You're on the air. Go ahead. Your thoughts.
Hey, I have an opinion. I would like to talk about homosexuals.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you know, you seem to be pretty liberal-minded when it comes to homosexuals.
I am definitely an open-minded person. I think human beings are human beings, and I think that they should be judged, if you're going to judge them, based on their individual choices and actions as to specifically whether or not they would do harm to other human beings, they would aggress against them. And we'll find out what you have to say here in a moment. So stick with us, Gaylord. We'll be back with more of you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, presuming he wants to stick with us, which he's certainly welcome to do. Because I wonder what it is that he's going to say next.
Seems like he's leading us down the primrose path.
We shall see.
I love the primrose path.
I wonder what he's wearing.
800-259-9231.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Wayne,
and Mark. Once again, 800-259-9231. We invite you to the website. Lots of features there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The point of that, to show that we actually have women listening to the show. I mean, there's this mindset in talk radio that talk radio is for men and by men, and we obviously have some women co-hosting on this program, not tonight, but some nights during the week we do. And in fact, even sometimes on our Sunday show, which is an internet-only thing, we actually have She Talk Live, which is all female. But we also want to show the radio world, essentially the program directors of the world, that this isn't some sort of sausage party, that we actually do have lady listeners. And I appreciate every one of them that sent in a picture. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them, and there also is a video validation option. Basically, the point is the lady in question is showing in her picture that she is a listener to Free Talk Live, and there's various different creative ways that the ladies have done those things. You can go and see them, and if you're a lady listener, become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. In some cases, their prices are so low that the manufacturers won't even allow them to be advertised on the air. So you can go over there, check out these low rates. Also, get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Toll-free number here tonight, again, 800-259-9231. We've got Gaylord on the line calling from somewhere anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live. And you were asking a question about... you were asking a question about gay people before... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This was quite a cliffhanger here. I was waiting, and I almost fell asleep over here.
I'm sorry. Is it really late where you are?
Yeah, it's here in Transylvania. It's kind of...
Okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just want to tell you this. All you liberals, I need to tell you this about the homosexuals.
Oh, I'm not a liberal. No, I'm not a liberal. I love liberty. I'm not a liberal. I'm somebody who... I'm not a conservative either. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know what your opinion is, but I understand you have a liberal view on homosexuals and so on, and maybe that's not the topic here. It's really not. But I have to tell you this. If you want to know what I think about them,
go right ahead. You're here. Go ahead and explain yourself.
All right. I'll tell you. Homosexuals, they're so gay. All of them.
Ha ha ha. That's hilarious. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. He stayed up just so he could say that on the air.
And he called himself Gaylord.
Yeah. Stayed up late. Almost fell asleep just so he could get that awful joke out over the airwaves.
Yeah.
You held him over, too.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I was expecting him to be hateful and angry towards gay people. I'm glad he wasn't that. I'd rather have a bad joke than hatred out on the air. So thanks, Gaylord.
And by the, you know, what's interesting to me is that the Republican Party has the log cabin Republicans, who are actually a gay group within the Republican Party.
That's true. That's
and
right.
They go to the conventions and they coexist with all the religious zealots in the Republican Party, too. And that must be quite, I'd like to be a fly on the wall at some of those meetings.
Well, some of the religious folks are actually coming to the light, shall we say. And we'll tell you about a church that is actually looking to allow gay ministers here in a little bit. But let's continue with your calls and talk to Brian, listening in Oklahoma. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, like a four bedroom.
You've got some bad cell phone connections here tonight, Brian.
Oh yeah, I'm here, buddy. I was in your comments on the chemtrails. I kind of agree with that because the evidence is circumstantial. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, I'm not either. You know, I keep an open mind on it. But
it's circumstantial and based on paranoia as well, which makes it even more questionable.
Right. And then you commented that, you know, some people are too paranoid about, you know, the water and everything. But you know, there is evidence that fluoride is not good in water.
That what is? Fluoride? Well, let me... there's some evidence that fluoride is a poison, but poison is based on its dose. I mean, you know, when you put a small... If the amount of arsenic that you consume is small enough, then all it does is increase your tolerance to arsenic. It doesn't actually kill you. My water comes from the down the side of a mountain, and, you know, we get it from a well, so I'm certain there's no fluoride in it. It would take a very dedicated bureaucrat to be up there sprinkling fluoride.
Wait a minute. Isn't there a natural version of some sort? I realize that a lot of fluoride comes out of petroleum production, from what I understand.
And nuclear waste.
But isn't there some kind of, I don't know if it's like an analog of it or
I couldn't tell you, but I can tell you that geographically, the vast majority of the United States gets its water from wells. And I wouldn't say, and what the fluoride proponent folks will say is that fluoride makes people into docile, doe-eyed sheep. And the fact is, most Americans are docile, doe-eyed sheep, and it doesn't seem to matter what kind of water they consume.
Well, the Nazis were using it to keep the prisoners of war and keep them docile.
Well, the Soviets did too.
At what dose?
But that doesn't make that does not address the issue that I just talked about, which is I don't take fluoride in my water. Honestly, when I did live in cities that had fluoridated water, I didn't feel any different. I mean, I don't think that it's an issue.
Well, wait a minute. At what dose did the Nazis use fluoride to keep people docile?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I don't think we
I don't think they were just slipping it into their water supply. They were likely injecting it into them. Wouldn't you say there'd be a little bit of a higher... I mean, I'm just speculating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they put it in the water. That's the claims I've heard that was in the water, but...
Well, then what evidence is there that that it was actually successful in that way?
Well, during the scientific trial that supposedly support evidence that it makes your teeth last longer. All it did was made the baby teeth fall out like a couple of years later.
Are you telling me the ADA, the American Dental Association? I mean, I'm going to assume that all these guys are doctors, they're scientists. Are you saying that they're just they're in collusion with the government or something?
I don't know. I mean, look at their science. Look at how marijuana they. The scientific test where they said it killed brain cells, they actually were suffocating the monkeys. They would give them pure smoke with no oxygen for like 4 minutes at a time.
And which agency was doing those tests?
I'm not sure, but...
Well, you just made it sound like it was the ADA, which clearly wasn't going to be them.
Yeah,
so.
The ADA is probably not suffocating monkeys.
And if you're saying it's the medical establishment, then that goes counter to what Harvard just showed the other day, and that is that cannabis, or rather THC, the active ingredient, actually stops and actually reduces cancerous tumors of the lung. So, I mean, there's all kinds of medical establishment information that's now supporting marijuana. There's no doubt that the government are a bunch of liars, and I certainly don't trust them to put chemicals in my water. So I'm with you that far, but I'm not the kind of person who's going to live my life believing that everybody's out trying to get me and poison me and kill me or control my mind. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, I use a filter on my tap, but... it's not that terrible without it, the water. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And some of those features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com to get there and to edit virtually anything that you see.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. They're on a huge spike, Ian. You were telling me the day before yesterday they were like $4, and then yesterday they were at $5. There seems to have been a big rally in them. I don't know if
how long can this last? I don't know. It's at $5.30 right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to maintain that. I don't know. I couldn't say anything. But you can learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so our number here tonight, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And there have been a couple of topics here from the callers tonight that I have. There's a
It's just, it's a little frustrating. Because on one hand, yeah, Free Talk Live, open phone show. You can call in about anything. And anyway, that's the way we do this program. It's fine. But sometimes these topics about the paranoid stuff really kind of gets onto a discussion that I think obscures from other more important things. And Mark, you made a point during the break that I thought was really relevant. We were talking more about this fluoride thing, somebody called in about that, and obviously there are a lot of people that are concerned. And I agree to the extent that I don't like the idea of government providing water. I don't want them, you know, who knows what kind of experiments they'll do on people, but I just don't like living my life worrying about that stuff. Put a tap on the, you know, filter on the tap, problem solved.
Right.
There's no problem there. But you were saying, Wayne, that there's like some big movement of people in Atlanta or somewhere in Georgia that was, you know, upset about the fluoride in the water and getting very active about that. And Mark made the statement, boy, I wish people would get that upset and active about property taxes. And it's just like when you've got the different issues of the day as far as what's going on out there in the world, there are some things that I think are more important than others, like the police state. That's a much more obvious, in-your-face example of government tyranny and control than the idea that fluorine, or fluoride rather, might be doing something to do some kind of damage to somebody in a long-term process, which is easily avoidable by the point of putting on some kind of filter on your tap.
Exactly. You know, think about all the money people spend on bottled water right now. And even if it's purified water, it's in a plastic container, you know, and it gets in a hot truck or something. Just put a $50, actually, it'll cost you maybe $200, $300 to put a activated carbon type filtration system on your sink.
You can get them for less than that.
Yeah, you get them less than that. You can go to one of the big box stores and get them, Walmart, Sam's Club, whatever. And then about once a year, once every 9 months, you know, it costs you another $40 or $50 for a filter. And just carry your own water bottles and you have pure water. It's going to remove chlorine, fluoride, nuclear fallout even.
My wife uses prefers to have a glass bottle in which to keep her water because, you know, she's read stuff about the plastics. There's no science behind the plastics, but I also, you know, I see it. I'm going to carry a plastic bottle when it's the right time to carry a plastic bottle, but a lot of times you can get away with carrying a glass bottle and it doesn't really matter. So, you know, why take the small infinitesimal risk? Just it, but you know, I guess that's the proselytizing of it. One can worry about a lot of things, but if one worries about the spraying crap out of the sky,
just take intelligent precautions. That's all, and use common sense.
Well, yeah. So I think it's okay to talk about these things from time to time because obviously a lot of people are concerned. You know, they hear things, they see fear mongering documentaries, which are very scary and designed to get you frightened, so you'll buy some, you know, some sort of magical product that will solve all of your worries for you, or buy another DVD so you can scare yourself even further. And so these issues do need to be addressed. And I wish I could remember where I read that fluoride was a byproduct of petroleum production. I don't know if that's true now. I've been looking and digging and digging to see if there is some truth to that. And I did find an article about electrochemical fluorination, but it's so much gobbledygook to me because I'm not a scientist, and so I don't really know what I'm reading. Like, I'm looking at the Wikipedia article here about the electrochemical fluorination. It's an article where they talk about the Phillips petroleum process and how it is essentially this is a source of an effective source of fluorine, but it doesn't. I cannot process what they are explaining to me there. However, what I did find is that there is indeed natural fluoride. So, Mark, you made the claim that here in Keene, New Hampshire, that there is no fluoride in the water, and I don't believe that's an accurate claim. I believe that the accurate claim is that the government does not add fluoride to the water, that there is fluoride in the water here, and that it is of a naturally occurring variety. And there's an article from the LA Times from 2006 reporting on natural fluoride. It says here that a panel of scientists nationally reported Wednesday that high levels of naturally occurring fluoride in drinking water are leaving children in some communities at risk of tooth enamel damage and adults prone to weakened bones that could lead to fractures. The scientists unanimously recommended that the federal limit on fluoride in drinking water be lowered to protect people in communities where high levels leach into the water from natural sources such as rocks or soil. So, anyway, my point being, I don't want to get into all the details here, but the point being that there clearly are natural levels of fluoride in drinking water.
Clearly.
Some areas have more than others, and those that have lower levels supplement it with additional fluoride. But it sounds like the suggestion here is that the natural fluoride is not as good for your teeth as is the synthesized stuff.
I don't know. I have a difficult time. You could talk to me about conspiracy theories that contain, say, fewer than two dozen people or something like that, and I'm much more likely to listen to the idea. But when you talk about getting everybody in the ADA on board, and then all these local governments, and it begins to test my credulity.
Well, there's a lot of propaganda in certain industries, and if you're a politically connected industry or company, you'd be surprised what you can get done with a little bit of money greasing a few politicians.
Well, right. I don't think science goes.
Any scientist can check the ADA's testings on fluoride. I haven't done it, and I'm not a scientist, but anybody can say, oh, yeah, that doesn't have really much of any effect on teeth.
Well, you can buy fluoride-free toothpaste now, and more and more people are doing that. And I don't use fluoride in my toothpaste, and I don't have cavities. I have good, clean, healthy teeth.
Well, yeah, brushing your teeth helps with not getting cavities, right?
Certainly.
You can pour all the fluorinated water down your throat that you want to, but if you're not brushing your teeth, you're still going to get cavities.
Sure.
So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I don't know if I can possibly follow the wonderful humor that was Gaylord, but I thought, since you guys are talking about conspiracy theories, I think that the general idea of what you guys are talking about is that such dialogue, I think, kind of detracts from an intelligent debate or discussion when people are talking about things that are easily debunked and easily refuted. I wonder if you thought that kind of mentality carries over into other things in the political spheres, but like the idea that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, or that Texas is an independent nation, or that, on and on. These are arguments about legitimacy of certain government action or programs, which is fine, but to out and out say that it is not one way or it is another way, I think ends up making those that are arguing it look kind of like a crazy fringe.
Well, I'm not willing to call them a crazy fringe as much as I'm willing to say, and I generally agree, is that there's really no point in the conversation. Whether you think that the 16th Amendment...
I'm sorry, Bordov, can we pot him down a little bit? There's just a little bit of noise in the background.
You say that the 16th Amendment is, for whatever reason, not been ratified, I don't know whether it was ratified properly or not. I couldn't say it happened almost 100 years ago, or that... one has no obligation to pay taxes because income is defined as stuff that comes from income that comes from outside the country, or that whatever. There's many of these political sort of conspiracy theories out there. The fact is, the government operates in the manner that Texas is a state. It operates in the manner that people have to pay. Everybody has to pay taxes on their income. And that income is the money that they earn.
If you could convince a man in a robe of these things, then they might be useful. But if you can't convince the man in the robe that there's no 16th Amendment that's valid, then it won't really be of any use to you. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And speaking of the website, lots of features exist for you there, and we give them to you for free. If you'd like to support the show, you may do that by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Got a brand new station in Tennessee signing on soon.
Sweet.
Which is exciting. Can't say more than that because we always wait until after we get the station on board to announce them. But there are some in the works, which means we'll be coming soon to our 100 affiliate mark, which
is very
exciting. We
are chasing that 100 affiliates down.
Yeah.
So, I wonder who's going to be number 100.
At this point, we can make an educated guess, but I can't say on the air yet. So 800-259-9231. Could be Alabama, could be Tennessee, could be Illinois, maybe likely to be one of those three places, I would guess. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com as we continue here with your calls. Amy is listening in Colorado. Amy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hi, Amy.
Hi. It's interesting that you were saying that because about fluoride, because actually over 26 countries have outlawed fluoride in the water because it causes statistical significant increase in hip injuries. And the reason that happens, if you look where it is on the chart, like the chemistry chart, it loves to bond. So it actually does make your teeth harder, but then it brittles them, which is why a lot of times people get fluorosis and they start, like, cracking. And you also get hip injuries there. And also, I mean, there's just so much. The original study about fluoride, there was a control group and an experimental group. And what they did is they put fluoride in one, you know, the experimental group, and cavities went down in both cities. So what they did is pretended there wasn't a control group and said, look, we put fluoride in the water and cavities went down, which is true, but they didn't say it also went down in the city where they didn't put fluoride on it. And sodium fluoride that's found in toothpaste is actually a byproduct of aluminum processing. And then the stuff that we have in Boulder is actually a byproduct of fertilizer processing. So we have more there that have legally allowable amounts of lead and arsenic in the water. It's just, it's really super nasty, even small amounts.
Well, you know, this is the problem with interjecting government into the scenario, because, you know, you don't have to have real hard science in order to get the government to say, okay, so...
No, you just have to have a company with some money to lobby some politicians.
Or in this case,
the
20 countries...
The issue is not really government being in it. The issue is that our government has been so infiltrated by corporate interests. So, like, we have the FDA, people who are, like, different lobbyists and different, like, commercial advertising people for different pharmaceuticals are in charge of, like, debating whether or not these pharmaceuticals are legalized.
Yeah, you're right, but that's not
because
that
it's not
the government's
in it. It's not a problem with government. No, it's not because
yes, it is. Absolutely.
It's
every single time. Let me jump in here, if I could, real quick. Every single time you put the government in charge of something, the people that are going to profit from that something are going to get in charge of it.
That's not the problem of government. It's a problem that we don't have enough public interest in our country.
Look, step down for a second. This is the point, though. The public doesn't actually gain. I can handle fluoride in my water by putting a carbon filter on. It costs me $50 every 6 months. I've got it handled, so I don't benefit. Whereas the big corporation, there's millions of dollars at stake, so they're going to get in charge. You can never get the public into government. That's the liberal fallacy that is always going to destroy. That's why liberals love government. They believe the people can get in control, but it never happens. I mean, we've got decades upon decades upon decades of proof. You've got the evidence.
Fluoride and filters, because actually the only way to remove fluoride from the water is to use reverse osmosis, and that costs a ton of money.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you can't just.
I don't know. She may have been talking the whole time.
Were you talking the whole time that I was talking?
No, I wasn't.
Please address what I said then.
Your Brita filter will not remove fluoride. It's a really expensive process to remove fluoride because it's so reactive. The issue is that, you know, we are the government and we need to take back the government.
No, if you're the government, then stop this.
That's an illusion.
Well, no, the problem is we've
No, you're not the government. The problem is you believe you're the government and you're not. You live in a fantasy world.
Because you want corporate control of our country.
Because the corporations are always going to get control of the things they can benefit from.
Who's the biggest corporation of all, Amy? Who's the biggest corporation? Amy, who's the biggest corporation of all?
I do not know the answer to this.
The federal government.
No.
Right, the government is a corporation. Amy, hold on. Slow down for just a moment here. Let me. Maybe I can help you with this. The federal government, Wayne is correct. It's hard to understand because, you know, most people aren't taught this in government school. Because the government doesn't want you to know these things. The government is a corporation.
It's
a legal file folder. That's what the government is. It's just an idea. It's an idea that gives people it gives people in their minds the right to or the ability to rule over others with the threat of violence. And then the government actually uses itself to pass on its powers to these corporations. Corporations are creations of the government.
Right, but you see, it used to be when America was founded, you were allowed to vote corporations out of existence. But that doesn't happen anymore. And
true, you're right. The original idea behind corporations were to be that they were to be created for things like building a road or something like that, and they were supposed to go away.
Interest. But you see, the thing is, there's too many. Like we our anti-monopoly laws are pointless. Like, and Comcast is like taking over like everything. It's just
How are you going to have a monopoly? The government is a monopoly. How are you going to have a monopoly enforce anti-monopoly laws?
No, because the government is not a monopoly. When
what?
It is done
start my own then? Hold on. If it's not a monopoly, can I stop using this government and use my own?
Well, actually, you do have the right to declare yourself. What's the word?
When sovereign.
You can declare. Yes, you can declare yourself sovereign.
Now I know that you're a crackpot conspiracy theorist.
No.
Do you think a judge is going to recognize you?
If you think that the government's going to leave you alone because you said, I no longer have to have your driver's license, you're going to get a sore bottom from the beatings.
No, I mean, but you can do it. I didn't say it's, like, easily doable, and you have to, and it's not the thing I would choose to do, but I've talked to people who've chosen to do it, and you can't just say, hey, I'm sovereign. There's a lot of things you have to go through and hoops you've got to fly through.
I've got to ask the government? Wait, how can I be sovereign if I have to ask the government?
It's not asking the government. It's something that you do. I haven't become sovereign. I can tell you a ton about fluoride and all the studies I've
clearly
researched.
Look, Amy, I have done the sovereign. Okay, Amy, hold on a second here. I have done the sovereign thing. I have declared myself as sovereign, and the government doesn't care. They're not interested in that. They're interested in taking my freedom away from me, in aggressing against myself and my friends, and acting as though they own me, like a slave master on a plantation.
But the problem we have is that it's the corporations have control. Okay, we both agree the corporations have taken over control of this government.
Amy, yes.
And
the corporations were in charge from the very beginning, Amy, because the government is a corporation. What is a corporation? Please define what a corporation is. Did you drop off the line?
No, I'm here.
Okay, can you define what a corporation is?
Uh-oh. No, I'm sorry. I'm just as lost. I thought it was a fictional entity.
Wait a minute. Can you define what a corporation is?
I don't have a dictionary definition in front of me.
You don't need a dictionary definition. Here's what it is. Because I actually have a corporation, so I have some experience with knowing what corporations are. I don't do anything with it. I just formed one, and then I decided it was too much effort, and I wasn't going to bother with it. But a corporation is a legal fiction. It's an idea. It's something that is created for the purpose of protecting big businessmen from liability for their actions. It essentially is a shield. It's the corporate shield.
Or veil.
You're talking about an LLC.
That's one version of a corporation. Yeah,
but that's the one that's the most shielded. I think I accidentally wound up in the HOV land.
Generally, I'm sorry to hear about that. We'll let you go, but thanks for the call tonight. Drive safe out there. She's on the HOV.
What is that?
It's the little passenger lane thing where you have to have another passenger or they'll pull you over.
At 9 o'clock at night?
Some cities, I think it's all the time. Anyway. So corporations, and hopefully she'll listen to this live or later on, but corporations are created by the government. The government is a corporation. Go ahead, look. Municipal corporations are what they are called. Mm-hmm. Incorporated. Look at your city. Incorporated, 1793.
Yep.
Incorporated, 1872. Whatever year it was. Those are when they formed their articles of incorporation, forming the corporation of the city of Keene, of the city of New York, of, you know, whatever we're talking about here. And then those corporations, the big corporations, the government corporations.
Municipal and government corporations.
Right. Grant other corporations, littler corporations, to people that want to run businesses but who don't want to be fully liable for their actions. They want to be shielded from that. That is the major benefit to. There's also privacy as well, corporations, that these veils.
The taxes, too.
Provide, right, and there's tax issues as well. So, essentially, all of your complaints, I understand them. I understand the concerns. I get why and where you're coming from, but the government is by and for the corporations. It's not getting any better. She's right. Corporations were a little different 100 plus years ago.
That much is
but
true.
It's not getting better. More coming up here. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.